This week, the Office of the Insurance Commissioner released figures that tout the success of the Affordable Care Act. Commissioner Mike Kreidler says the numbers indicate that before Obamacare went into effect, there were about 1 million people without health insurance in the state. Now the number is 600,000.
You see a significant increase in the number of insurers in the health insurance market over what we had in the past, 50% increase taking place in the number of insurers. We're seeing record decline in the rate increases for health insurance right now. So you're, rather than the double-digit rate increases we were experiencing a few years ago, now it's down to just barely over 2%.
Kreidler defends against critics who say that they have lost coverage they had before ACA went into effect, saying those old policies did not meet ACA requirements for things like covering pre-existing conditions, a ban on lifetime limits on health benefits, and preventative services with no deductibles or copays. And he's also blunt in saying efforts to overturn the ACA and leave those currently covered without insurance are a mistake.
Always remember, if they don't have health insurance coverage, they're going to still access the system, and they're going to wind up getting care that is going to be cost-shifted to other people with health insurance.
Kreidler says if the Supreme Court rules that subsidies are illegal in states that allow the federal government to run their version of the ACA, it will also have a negative economic impact on states that have their own program, like Washington. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.